If you're just joining us, please welcome to the Global Show, Global Cell Show on Cable. My name is TK Kapoor, I'm your host this evening, and we'll be sailing together, exploring the world and share some experiences as we travel together for the next hour. I'm an immigrant from Zimbabwe. It's a country in Southern Africa. In case you're not familiar with Zimbabwe, I can provide you with a few helpful details. Zimbabwe is in the southern part of Africa, right above a country named South Africa. Remember Nelson Mandela? Yeah, so we're above South Africa. And to the east would be Mozambique. To the north would be Zambia. And to the west would be Botswana. The country's three main languages in Zimbabwe are English, Shona, and Ndebele. Before I go any further, I also want to tell you something really interesting. When we had the colonial system in Zimbabwe from 1890 to 1980, there was a lot of fighting for us to be free from the British colonial rule until 1980, when negotiations took place after the war. Then we got independence in April, in the month of April. That was April 18, 1980. I was 9 years old in 1980. When my country became independent. And I still remember one thing in 1980. There were a lot of delegates who came to say congratulations to Zimbabwe. A lot of heads of states, they came to Zimbabwe. International celebrities, musicians, of which included Bob Marley. He came to Zimbabwe, the Wailers, to perform for our Independence Day. And the only gift that Bob Marley gave to Zimbabwe was the song called Zimbabwe, that was flowing with the theme for independence. So without further ado, I'm going to play for you that song Zimbabwe by Bob Marley and the Wailers. Hope you enjoy it.
Revolutionary, and I don't want my
I hope you just enjoyed that song. That was Zimbabwe by Bob Marley and the Wailers. So as I was saying, Bob Marley and the Wailers came to Zimbabwe to perform for our Independence Day. That was a show of solidarity. As somebody who was a musician from a black country, Jamaica, coming to Zimbabwe just to show solidarity with our country. So I'm going to share with you a general overview of this show. We have lots of to cover this evening on immigrant and refugee issues across the world. Myself, I speak in first term basis because I'm also an immigrant. And this evening, we'll discuss the contributing factors to global immigration issues. Daily, millions of people are getting displaced from their places of birth to become refugees in various global destinations. People flee from their countries because of many factors. There could be war, there could be atrocity, famine, persecution, pestilences, and related conditions that make life unbearable. I can tell you right now that when the cause for immigration comes, you have no choice. You can't look both sides of the road. You just have to leave. That's what happens. So apart from natural disasters like earthquakes, volcanoes, and floods, political leaders take the greatest or the biggest responsibility for causing human displacements. The hunger for power leads heads of state to become heavy-handed. They want to protect their power. So what they do is through oppression. Once they start multiplying their security guards, that means they are meant for something that's not good for human lives. The hunger for power, then the greed for wealth, are some of the factors that cause people to be oppressed. So as dictators, they create conditions that activate the persecution of different opinions. They won't tolerate any dissenting views on anything. So they ban free speech. They imprison anybody who opposes them. They send them to jail without trial. Those countries with lions, some people are thrown into lion's den. Some are sent to electric chairs for just expressing different views from what the head of state believes in. So that's the unfortunate part of living in a country where the leader is not a good leader and is a dictator because he does not tolerate any opinions that differ from what he believes in. Normally, what a dictator believes in is something that's just good for himself and his group of friends or family members because they benefit from that system, and then they choose ways to make their power go longer, play longer, and live longer. That's how dictators function. So faced with such a tough living condition, any person who disagrees with that and fears for their lives or fears for their welfare may see themselves leaving home to head to a different country in any direction of choice. When people leave their home country, they may not have an exact plan as to where they are going, and such plans for the next destination may come up as they travel. Sometimes it's not easy. They don't know where to go, but they just have to leave. Imagine leaving your place with family and friends that we used to. You leave that place with the familiar weather, familiar territory to go to a place that you have never known before. In this regard, any convenient direction can be taken, and no one imagines heading back home soon. It's a serious situation, and you just have to leave, because if you stay longer, you may be persecuted or danger may get your life, and you could lose your life easily. So people have to leave. And that's how the origins of refugees and immigrants is defined. You leave or you run away from a situation or a condition just for you to seek a better life or to seek safety or to seek peace. Maybe you're running away from being thrown in a lion's den. Maybe you're running away from being electrocuted or thrown on the electric chair because of what you said. Or you're running away from the firing squad because you disagree with the government. Therefore, you have to run for your life. Because if you don't run, some men in dark glasses will come and get you, and that will be the end of you. You will never be seen again. In such conditions, the rule of law does not really work, because you may think, oh, if they come after me, maybe I will get some protection through some lawyers or through the courts. It doesn't work like that. Once it's a dictatorship, everything is just up in the air and anything can happen. The life is not guaranteed and your civil rights are not guaranteed or civil liberties are not guaranteed. So you have to leave to run for your safety. Before I go on further with this talk, I'm going to play for you a second song from Bob Marley as well. I'll play for you right now.
Table.
So that song was One Love by Bob Marley and the Wailers. For those just joining us, you are listening to KBOO Station, and I'm your host this evening. My name is TK Kapura. My show is The Global Sale, in which I discuss topics about the causes for immigration and for people, how they become refugees in this country. So I just shared with my other listeners tonight that it's not easy to be a refugee or an immigrant because you're running away from a situation and you don't know when you will come back home. You may not even see your home country again for the rest of your life because you were not happy with what was happening in your home country, or you were running away from a situation that endangered your life. Therefore, you become a refugee in a different country. So that song, One Love by Bob Marley, just brings in the spirit of let's be together so that we can live in this world together and share some space with love. That's basically how I take it, and that's why I played it for you, my listeners, and thank you for continually listening. So we move on with our talk. People leave their home countries with just enough luggage that they can hold. You don't know what to grab. When trouble comes, you don't know what to grab, what to take. You don't know which direction you are going. At times, there is not even a chance to pick any valuable stuff. In times of war, once homes are hit by bombs or gunfire shots, people flee without looking back. It's luxurious to look back. You just have to run. Even with one shoe, you run. Sometimes some people have left their babies in daycare centers. There are a lot of other things that you leave behind. Your pets, your dogs, your cats, everything. You just run, just for your life. This is a very serious situation because you have to decide either to defend your pets and your property, or you have to lose your life. So most people end up just having to run for dear life because life becomes such an unbearable condition. So in times of this such kind of a situation, it can happen any day, any time. There is no planning. And like I said, you don't know where you're going. As the flight takes place, at times families get separated. In the days before social media, it would be very difficult for families to reunite. In some situations, such separation could be the cutting point for family connections. Imagine back in the 70s and the 60s, you get separated as a family. Somebody ends up in Switzerland and somebody ends up in Canada and somebody ends up in England or in America. It would be really difficult to find a common connection there. Unless you would have to trace through the refugee agencies or resettlement agencies for you to be able to trace your family member. Without that, it would be very difficult and it would be heartrending to try to figure out, like, where do I locate my mother or my brother or my youngest kid? It's so painful, but unfortunately, that's part of how immigration works. It brings in a lot of pain, a lot of trauma, and some of the things that you go through, you would never want to live those kind of conditions again in your life. In some situations, you will never meet your family members for life. It would be so heartrending for anyone to be separated from loved ones and never to see them again for the rest of their lives. At the time of departure, in some situations, there is no time to say goodbye to anyone. You don't even know what to grab. When the situation arises, you want to run away for your own safety and well-being. You can't even think of your diploma on the wall. You can't even think of those family photos that are in the closet. You can't even think of the best suit that you once had, or your pets. You can't even think of anything. You just think about your life. When the noises of bombs come thundering your place, you don't even know where to start. You don't even know what to do, but you just have to run. Whatever direction may sound clear to you, maybe that's the direction you take. But sometimes you end up in the wrong direction and then you can lose your life. Maybe you're running towards the very causes of danger. You don't know. And sometimes some of these situations happen at night. So it's a difficult situation because you don't know where you're going, but you have to run for your safety. And maybe only after a few flashing sounds and flashing moments, that's when you start thinking, oh, where is my baby? Where is my son? Those are the moments that cause a lot of trauma to immigrants and refugees. It's a difficult situation, but unfortunately, some of us will never get to see or to meet their family friends for life. So the next song I'm going to be playing for you right now is called Stop the War. It's written and sung by Yuma Sekela. It's called Stop the War. So I'm going to play that song for you. The reason I'm playing this song right now is that it was sung by a South African group. And this song was actually meant to promote peace, as people have to embrace what it is to live in peace, to live in comfort and honor for each other. So I'll play Stop the War. I said it was by Yuma Sekela. I have stand to be corrected. It's actually a song by Sanko Mota. It's called Stop the War.
To the head of state, diplomaticos, Pope and the deacons, presiding elders. Hey, we got to stop the war, stop the war. Ain't no turning back, we got to stop the war, stop the war, yeah. Political leaders, the list is endless. All we got to do is stop this war, stop the war. Let's go ahead and stop the war, stop the war. Ain't no turning back, we gotta stop the war, stop the war now. Stop it right now. We have to stop this war. Am I? No, 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 no. We have to stop the war. Yes. We can't be killing each other all the time, hanging around and just looking at the world deteriorating, everybody dying everywhere. No, no, Am I? We have to stop this war. Ain't no turning back.
So this song that you just listened to was Sanko Mota. It's a group from South Africa. They are playing Stop the War. This song was sung during the days of Mandela when he was still in prison. It was in commemoration of what he was going through for the 27 years he spent in prison. So Sanko Mota, they're just condemning the war, like it won't bring us any good to keep fighting. For no reason. Why don't we live in peace? So that's why they are singing Stop the War. I love that song. It means a lot to those still struggling to get their independence and those longing for peace in different parts of the region and the world at large. The next thing that you're going to experience from my talk is that if one is in a foreign country and you live in a foreign country, everything cannot be rosy first time because of culture shock and culture differences. At times, you have never been in that kind of weather. Maybe you don't speak the language. Maybe you speak French, now you're in an English-speaking country. Maybe you speak Greek, or you speak Portuguese, or you speak Spanish, and you're now in an English-speaking country. So maybe you've never even tasted the cuisine that they are serving, the food that they are serving there. Maybe that's not your kind of diet. There can be a lot of other challenges that you can go through when you live in a foreign country for the first time. You feel like your whole life experience has been flattened out. You need to calm down, collect your thoughts, and start a new life. You start by learning a new language. Then you learn the culture. Then you learn the dress code. The signs for the roads, the cues for the mannerisms, the social behavior, and various other skills that you need to understand so that you can get along with others in the new place. You need also to understand the time differences between your home country and where you are now, because the time may be different, the times may be different, and various other things. Everything tastes different and sounds different as you walk into a new place. You then seek understanding of the new place in detail. You may also learn what to do and what not to do. You do not want to offend your hosts. Those are the new community members where you are. Those are the people you are hosting, who are hosting you. So you try to follow the rules of the new place by all means so that you don't go astray. As an immigrant or a refugee in a country that is new to you, there are many challenges that come with culture shock. You might find yourself laughing at a matter that requires everyone to be serious. I'll give an example on this one. When I first came to the USA, I did not know some other things that could happen, especially for the love of cats and dogs. Where I come from, cats and dogs would be considered outdoor animals. They are our friends, but they would be outdoor animals. still they are our pets. But here in America, I realized quickly that they should be indoors and they are part of the family. In some situations, they actually are part of the table, the family table. I realized that. So I was quick to learn and to respect that culture because this is what America stands for. They respect animals. I was quick to learn that. Of course, I came from my home country respecting animals, but I had to do an extra step to respect animals more and to honor their presence. You may find yourself sitting down when everybody expects you to stand up. It's a culture that you have to learn. You may feel like the odd one out because maybe the way you are dressed or the way you are talking or the way you are sounding. You don't have to feel bad about who you are. It's who you are. You should be proud of who you are. There are no written rules about the new culture. And those around you also will be displaying the same script when they come to your home country because they've never been there. They will still need to learn a new culture. So we are trading cultures as we go, as we walk side by side. There may not be familiar faces around you. There may not be some familiar territories or buildings. So it's a time for you to learn so quickly and you have to ask questions when you can. So right now, as we take a short break, I'm going to play for you a song by Ziggy Marley. It's called Tomorrow People. When I talk about tomorrow people, I just want to share some experiences about what is the future going to be like in this world if we live peacefully together, if we respect each other, if we honor each other's presence as people, and if we honor each other's culture, their foods, their music, everything. I think tomorrow people would be a better generation without war, without bombs, without guns, fighting for survival, without humanity fighting each other. It would be a peaceful world where we can live in peace without destroying other people's homes or destroying their neighborhoods and all that. So tomorrow people would be that make-believe world where we can live in peace, we can live harmoniously in our neighborhoods. So I'm going to play for you Tomorrow People by Ziggy Marley.
I don't want to go to another planet. I'd rather fix this one.
Tomorrow people, how long?
Right. So that song was Tomorrow People by Ziggy Marley. I love that song because it's futuristic. It looks at life on a future basis where people could live peacefully as they appreciate their history as well. So we can as well challenge ourselves to live peacefully well with our neighbors, with our friends, and in our communities. For those just joining us, you are listening to Cable Station. My name is TK Kapura, I'm your host tonight. And welcome to my show. This is the Global South Show, where I talk about immigrant and refugee affairs in America. There may not be people who sound or look like you when you walk into a new place. You may feel like you are on a different platform. The community around you may feel excited or welcoming, but you may not take it the same way. Maybe you have a thousand thoughts still running through your mind because of what you have been through. You are traumatized. You are thinking about your past. You are thinking about what you went through before you got here. You may have a lot of tears to shed and a lot of memories to grind before you can settle down. You are also in kind of like self-denial. You are here in America with your body and soul, but your mind and your heart is still back home because of how you miss your home. How you long to be in your home, your own home, to be in your place where you can speak your language, eat your food, laugh the way you want, and hear other people who can describe or call your name without asking for pronunciation details. You're in this new place, unfortunately, and this is your new home now. You have to master everything, and you have to know and understand your directions and your surroundings. This is your new place. This would be America. Maybe trauma is killing you, but who do you tell? You are trying to understand the new place, but you are also trying to understand what happened to yourself before you moved over to America. You could be trying to forget the dangers that you escaped from. You could be trying to imagine what happened to your babies that you dropped at the daycare center some few hours before the bombs came and ripped your place. The missiles just struck that daycare center. Maybe something really terrible happened. You have a lot going on. You are the immigrant or the refugee trying to now seek survival. Maybe you are the sole survivor, the only one surviving from your family. Who do you talk to? So these are some of the moments that we need to bring on the table for people to understand that it's not easy to be an immigrant. It's not easy to leave your home country to come into other spaces. You don't come into those spaces out of need. Out of like luxury, you come into those spaces because of need, because of desperation, because of trying to survive. You could be trying to imagine a lot of other things that happened. Your thoughts may head back to the building that housed some senior citizens, that hospital, that church. You may think about many other things. You may think about a community hospital that was attacked. There are too many thoughts running through your head. You do not have anyone to share the sad picture with. You may need someone to talk to, someone to reach out to. It happens. So the best way is to seek understanding of the place where you are, so you can have those around you to empathize with you, to understand. It's good to share some of these experiences so that we can be on the same page. They can actually understand where you are coming from and where you are going, what your plans are, what brings you to America. What made you a refugee? Who were you before you headed over to this place? What happened? People will need to understand so that they can be informed and appreciate who you are. No one knows before you tell them. Maybe those around you have not even heard about the name of your country before. They may reach out to the internet to check where is that country from. Is it part of the US? Is it part of the Western Hemisphere or the Southern Hemisphere? They may want to, just out of interest, try to understand which country you're coming from. What languages, what foods, what do the people there look like? What do they do? What are they known for? Many other things can spark conversations, meaningful conversations, if you speak to an immigrant or a refugee. That's how people get connected, and that's how people get to work together and be able to understand each other. So, as I speak about this, I'm going to play you a song by a musician from my country, Zimbabwe. This song is all about unity and love. So this is Thomas Mafumo. I'm going to play his music for you on a song that I will describe to you just after this song plays. So this song is called Tozireva Kupi. That means, where do we report to? Who do you tell? If the situation is so hot in your country and there's a lot of oppression, there's a lot of bad stuff happening around you from the government, who do you report to? Who do you report the government to when they do bad stuff to you? That's the song. So in desperation, he calls on... the powers that be, like, can you intervene? We are suffering. We don't know who to turn to because we're in a situation here. That's the song. So now I'll switch on to talk about the sanctuary, the receiving place for the immigrants and refugees. This movement of millions of people to foreign countries could be surprising to some global citizens in receiving countries who have never been in related experiences. It could be a great opportunity to alert the welcoming community that people leave their home countries in search of peace, freedom, and safety. No one wants to leave their place of birth, let alone forever. The place of birth is a place of comfort. Everyone knows you by name. They speak your language. They eat your food. They know your culture. You are happy in your home. Once disaster or problems arise, then you are forced to leave. And your comfort just disappears just like that. So when you come into the new place, there's a lot of challenge that you are facing. So to the communities that are welcoming refugees and immigrants, I will kindly ask you that when you meet anyone who does not sound or look or behave like you do in the shared space and who may seem lonely or lost, do not point fingers. Do not judge anyone, please. There is a story behind what you're looking at. This is a person who looks just like you. He could be your father or your uncle in some way. So take yourself into their shoes and think about them and their condition, what they are going through. Immigration is not a luxury. Imagine someone telling you today that you will leave your home and everything. Just now, you just have to leave everything and be a stranger in a foreign place that you have never been to in your life. You have never heard of this place before, but that's where you are going. You will not know where your family members are, but must be thankful that you still have your life. This is such a horrible picture. It can bring hopelessness, fear, anxiety, or depression. The picture right before one flees that place of birth could be traumatizing. My advice to you, ladies and gentlemen, is the kind of appeal to place yourself in that situation. Have empathy. The people who are new in your community may not know where they are to start with. They may not even understand your language. They may not have tasted the kind of food that you eat every day. They may not even understand your culture. So be kind to them and be gentle. You are encouraged to develop a kind heart and be curious to seek understanding of who these strangers are. I would kindly ask that you reach out to them when you see any new arrivals in your neighborhood. Ask them friendly questions. Maybe they are not tourists. They are here to stay as immigrants or refugees. So be kind and welcoming. They have heard a lot where they are coming from. They carry backpacks of trauma, big baggages of trouble in their minds and thoughts. They need prayers. They need comfort. They need shelter. They may need some kind of help. They may need a little hand just to lift them up. We learn from each other every day. We are global citizens. We share the same space. Displacements happen every day in any part of the world. Wars are happening every day. Bullet manufacturers keep making more. Bomb manufacturers keep making more. So just remember, the more they make, the more wars we have and the more trouble this world has. So with all those goings on, there's a lot of displacement that continually happens as people find somewhere where they feel comfortable to relocate to. We share the same space, and we should not forget that these displacements are not optional. We don't have any choice. They just come and we have to leave our homes, our sweet homes, to be somewhere. These immigrants and refugees, as our new neighbors, have a lot that they are carrying. Things happen everywhere in any part of the world because of situations of human beings wanting to control other human beings. History tells us about many Europeans who fled their home countries during the Second World War because of situations that happened in their countries. Some were fleeing from the Holocaust and many other things. So these things happen in every part of the world, but we should embrace each other and honor each other's presence when we meet people who do not sound or look like us, but they seem like they need help. We should reach out and ask questions and lead them and show them the way and be kind to them. They may have babies. Please throw some toys to them. Welcome them home. Get them something to drink. that's good enough. Be welcoming, embrace that stranger in you, because somewhere you are also a stranger. No one leaves their home by choice. It's an escape for survival. So, for your own information, there are many other things that happen in the refugee life as they walk into your new space. They bring in a lot of talents, skills, a lot of experience that they can share with you once they settle in. We may learn a language. We may learn a culture from where they're coming from. We may learn how to prepare new dishes. We may learn some new skills and many other things. So we are there in this shared space and we learn from each other as we go. And can you imagine, we also have celebrities who have been from other countries. We include Arnold Schwarzenegger. He came from Austria. Sergey Brin, thank you. He came from Google. He came from Russia. Now he's the co-founder of Google. Mila Kunis, the film actor who performed in Forgetting Sarah Marshall, is from Ukraine. Sofia Vergara is from Colombia. Albert Einstein, the genius, the scientist, he came from Germany. Gloria Estefan came from Cuba. Alex Trebek, the Jeopardy guy, he came from Canada. Bruce Willis was born in Germany. Carlos Santana is from Mexico. Many other examples. So I just wanted to highlight to you how relevant immigrants can be in our life and how immigrants and refugees can mean something in our lives. Not only that, they don't really have to be just celebrities, but everybody matters, every life matters. So these immigrants and refugees, as new arrivals, they are our friends in our community. We welcome and we should embrace them. Well, this brings us to the end of our program. Again, as you walk on the street, as you come across anyone who may dress or wear or sound different from you, please be curious. Ask friendly questions, embrace them with love and hope. There is so much going on. There is so much to learn from each other. We are one. This world is a small place. This is the only world we have. The world now is also a global village, so we should be talking about sharing cultures, experiences, interests, and wishes. Let us be there for each other. And last of all, let's love one another. Thank you for listening to Global Cell and KBOO Radio. Again, I will leave you with this song that's coming up. And with that, I say adios. Thank you for listening to Global Cell. My name is TK Kapura. I'll leave you with a song.
Forever me.
Forever.
from me there.